Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Have you ever heard about Equal Pay Day? This is a day that's coming up in Germany, and it's also observed in other countries. Hear all about Equal Pay Day in Germany and around the world, what it means, and what you need to know about it. Stay tuned. With International Women's Day just behind us, Germany's Equal Pay Day is coming up. What does Equal Pay Day actually mean? When is it observed in other countries? And how do German women fare compared to their British sisters? If you believe all human beings should be treated equally, this treat's for you. According to Wikipedia, Equal Pay Day is the symbolic day dedicated to raising awareness of the gender pay gap. The gender pay gap is the difference between what an average man and an average woman earn in a specific country. Equal Pay Day, or EPD, is observed in many countries throughout the world, but its date varies, not only due to differences in the actual pay gap, but also because calculation methods differ. In some countries, EPD marks the day until which an average woman would have to keep working for the same earnings as an average man from the previous year. In other countries, it is the date on which an average man could stop working and still earn the same as women who keep working until the end of the fiscal year. It has become customary to carry a red purse or wear red clothes on Equal Pay Day, which symbolizes being financially in the red. This year, the 17th of March marks the day up to which the average woman in Germany would have to work to earn the same as the average man for the year 2019. This translates into a gender pay gap of a whopping 21%. And what's German women's position in relation to other countries in the world? The UK had its 2019 Equal Pay Day on the 14th of November. Why is that? Well, in the UK, Equal Pay Day is held on the day of the year that men could stop working and still earn the same as women who keep working until the 31st of December. On the Palmer's Buddha website, if you search for the article Equalizer, you will find a table to give you an idea of the gender pay gap in different countries and its development over the past 10 years. According to Eurostat figures from 2018, the three EU countries with the smallest pay gap are Romania at 3%, Luxembourg 4.6%, and Italy 5%. While awards for the three largest pension gaps go to, ironically, Luxembourg at 43.3%, Malta 42.3%, and the Netherlands 39.6%. Germany ranks sixth with 37.4%, followed by the UK with 34.2%. But now, let's look at some uplifting examples of what we can do to change this. In January 2020, BBC presenter Samira Ahmed won a lawsuit against the BBC, forcing the broadcaster to compensate her for paying her less than her male counterpart, Jeremy Vine. Pay gaps, also non-gender-based ones, exist across industries, including the entertainment industry. Famously, casts of popular TV series such as Friends and The Big Bang Theory have been reported to take pay cuts to make sure their co-stars are paid the same. And finally, Iceland is a leading example of equal pay legislation. The small Nordic country passed a law in 2017 by which each company having more than 25 employees must comply with equal pay requirements, that is, pay women and men the same. And please do go online to the Palmer's Buddha website and post your positive examples below this article. The Pomus Buddha says, mind the gap. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pomusbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.